Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
How many times have you heard, "Did I happen to mention?" And then someone finishes a thought. Indeed, every mention can become a conversation. Incidentally, this is exactly what Jesus does. He mentions things. In fact, he's a master at mentioning critical information. It's stunning to notice every mention Jesus makes. In fact, John's gospel is packed with them. Here's a bullet list of how John is packed with mentions. It includes his teachings. It verifies his identity. It verifies his commission to earth. And it talks about his credibility to pass along key information from his Father. Well, these mentions are a kind of secret message to alert readers. Numerous times, Jesus mentions who he is and where he comes from. Let's explore these mentions, which will be quite an undertaking. After all, I counted 32 profound mentions in John. There are a few additional that could pass as mentions, but the 32 we'll explore are the key ones. As you consider these, put yourself in Jesus' shoes. After all, he's your model. What he says and does exemplifies courage, truth, and humility for you and me to practice. Here is the format we'll use, and it will be a little bit different than our usual episode format. First of all, we'll talk about the verse that brings up the mention, and then we'll sum it up. All right, starting with mention number one. From John 5, verses 19 and 20, Jesus says, "The Son can do nothing on his own accord, but only what he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, the Son does likewise." That was the verse. Now we're going to sum it up. Jesus is not on earth with his own agenda. Consequently, God wants him here as his representative, and Jesus agrees. All right, that was mention number one. Mention number two, John 5, verse 30, Jesus says even more. Remarkably, he confesses, "I can do nothing on my own, because I seek not my own will, but the will of him who sent me." Okay, that was the verse. Now let's sum it up. Subsequently, this mention shows Jesus is a steward. Mention number three, John 6, verse 38. "For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me." And the summary? Again, Jesus drills into that he, the creator of all things, is on earth because God wants him to do certain things on man's behalf. Mention four, John 7, verse 16. Jesus references his teachings to multitudes and individuals. He says, "My teaching is not mine, but his who sent me." And the sum up? "I am a messenger of God, even though I am God, creator, and I happen to hold all things together." John 1, verse 3, and Colossians 1, verse 17. Mention number five, John 7, verses 28 and 29. Jesus gives a teaching point to people in the temple. He says, "I have not come on my own accord. He who sent me is true, and him you do not know. I know him, for I come from him, and he sent me." Well, the summary is simply this: how much clearer can Jesus be? Mention number six. Again, the same chapter, chapter 7, verses 33 and 34, boldly addresses officers sent to arrest Jesus. And he says, I will be with you a little longer, and then I am going to him who sent me. Summed up, strategically, Jesus pounds on this point of his identity and his purpose. Mention 7. Jesus announces he's not on earth to condemn. In John 8:15b to 16, Jesus assures, I judge no one, yet even if I do judge, my judgment is true. For it is not I alone who judge, but I and the Father who sent me. John 8:11 says, neither do I condemn you, go and sin no more. Okay, for the summary of those two verses in mention number 7. It's a great data point for people who think that Jesus came to condemn and or to judge certain groups of people. He made it clear he did not. Mention 8. John 8, verse 26. He who sent me is true, and I declare to the world what I have heard from him. Summed up, Jesus verifies Father's faithfulness, plus he's Father's messenger. Mention 9. I do nothing on my own authority, but speak just as the Father taught me. And he who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do the things that are pleasing to him. From John 8, verses 28 and 29. Summed up, Jesus is taught under Father's authority what to say. Additionally, Jesus is a partner with God. Furthermore, he always works to please God and is never alone. Mention number 10 from John 8, verse 42b. I came not of my own accord, but he sent me. Short and simple is the summary. Still the same message. I am sent. Mention 11. No one takes my life from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This charge I received from my Father. John 10, verse 18. Summed up, Jesus has authority, a charge, a commission from Father. And it's twofold. First of all, lay down his life as sacrifice for humanity. And number 2, to take it up again as resurrection and life. Mention number 12. From John 10, verses 36 to 38, the one the Father set apart as his very own and sent into the world, he did that you may know and understand the Father is in me and I in the Father. Summary, Jesus declares he is one with Father, consecrated, which is set apart. Incidentally, this is to help you understand his mission. Mention 13 from John 11, 41b through 42. Then Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I know you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me. The summary? Jesus looked up, which shows reverence and submission. Plus, his words and works are to convince observers that Father sent him. Mention 14, John 12, 44b to 45. Whoever believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me, and whoever sees me sees him who sent me. Summary, Jesus is the connect point between God and man. Basically, see me, see God. Mention 15. I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me has himself given me a commandment, what to say. Therefore, I say what the Father has told me. John 12, verses 49 and 50. Summary, just to be exceedingly clear, Jesus hammers on it and says, "I'm saying what I'm told to say." Mention number 16 from John 13:20b. "Whoever receives me receives the one who sent me." Summary: receive me, receive God. Mention 17, John 14:9b through 11. "Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. Do you not believe I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his work. Believe me, I am in the Father and the Father is in me." Summed up? Again, it's simply this: see me, see God. I speak on God's authority. Essentially, we are one. Mention 18. "You will know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you." John 14:20. Summary: now Jesus includes you, if you believe. Mention 19. John 14:24b. "The word that you hear is not mine, but the Father who sent me." Summary: all credit for what I say goes to the Father. Mention 20, John 14, verse 31. "I do as the Father has commanded me, so the world may know." Summed up: God and I have the same purpose, to give you the heads up. Mention number 21, "I have called you friends, for all I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you." John 15, verse 15c. Summary: not only does Jesus include you, remarkably, he calls you friend. Mention number 22, "They do not know him who sent me." John 15, 21b. And the summary for this is, to know God, you must know me. Mention 23, "Now they have seen my works and hated both me and my Father." John 15, verse 24c. The summary: now that people begin connecting Jesus to God, many hate him. Mention 24, John 15:26 says, "When the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me." Summary: Jesus gives a lesson in theology about the Trinity. It's also a pass the baton moment. Mention 25 from John 16:5a. "Now I am going to him who sent me." Summary: Jesus' commissioning is closing, and he's remained true. Mention number 26, "I go to the Father, and you will see me no longer." John 16, verse 9c. Summed up: Jesus begins predicting he is leaving. After all, he'll have fulfilled his commission. Mention 27, "I came from the Father, now I am leaving and going to the Father." John 16:28. Summary: you have to give Jesus credit for one thing. He is crystal clear. Mention 28, John 17, verse 4 says, "I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work you gave me to do." Summed up: don't you want to be able to say this to God when it's your time to go home to heaven? Mention 29, "I have given them the words you gave me, and they received them, to know in truth I came from you, and they believed you sent me." John 17, verse 8. And the summary is simply this: mission almost accomplished. Mention number 30. John 17, verse 18 says, "As you sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world." And the summary is that this is simply another pass the baton moment. Mention 31, that they may be in us, so that the world may believe you have sent me. John 17, 21b. Summary, if you believe, you become one with Father and Son. And finally, mention number 32 from John 18, 11b. Shall I not drink the cup that Father has given me? Summary, I must complete the final portion of my mission. Did you notice the progression? From the very beginning of his commissioning all the way through to handing the baton off and promising the Holy Spirit. Here are application thoughts and questions. First, I hope you've realized as a Jesus follower, you must point to the Father. Second, which mentions speak to your heart? Third, how do you respond as you realize Jesus calls you friend? Four, are you willing to grab the baton Jesus is passing to you? 5. Additionally, have you considered God has a commission for your life? 6. Finally, in what practical ways will you point to Father each day? I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune into our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org. Your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.